Chapter 2. Moran Island, South Carolina. A sandy one-lane road led them to a wooden, weather-beaten bridge. Chet stopped the station wagon, amazed the clunker had made it. Shortly after leaving Jasper, they ditched the Pinto, swapping it out for an old station wagon he'd spotted behind a church. Chet had jammed a screwdriver into the ignition to get it started, and a minute later they were on their way, driving almost non-stop across Georgia and South Carolina all the way to the coast. He thought for sure the judge would have had the whole state out looking for them, but they'd stuck to the back roads, and the few cops they'd passed must not have been on the lookout for an old wagon. Finally, after several wrong turns and dead ends, they found themselves staring at this bridge. Chet allowed himself a moment to just sit and feel the late afternoon sun pour through the windshield, warming his face. He let the smell of the pluff mud take him back to his childhood as he watched the Spanish moss and marsh grass swaying in the breeze. "We're here?" Trish asked. Chet couldn't see the house, not through all the trees, but he knew it was the right place. His grandmother's voice called to him like a beacon, almost a song, growing steadily stronger as the distance narrowed. He nodded. "Yeah, Moran Island." He hadn't remembered it being so far from the highway, so far from everything, really. The last houses they'd passed were a few tin-roofed shanties a couple of miles back.
"I think you're right," Trish said.
"How's that?"
"No one's gonna find us way out here."
"They shouldn't. No one knows about this place. Not back in Alabama. Not anymore." Trish pointed to three small scarecrows tied to the bridge post.
"You want to tell me what those are?"
They were made of sticks, bones, and Spanish moss, with chicken claws tied to them with wire. A small skull sat atop one, possibly that of a possum or cat. A reddish, oily substance stained the dirt and wood across both ends of the bridge.
"Like I said, she's a witch." "You mean she's really a witch?"
Chet shrugged.
"According to my Aunt Abigail, that's why she never let me come out here. Of course, she never let me play Zeppelin or the Stones either. Wouldn't put up with that devil music, not in her house."
Chet smirked.
"Crazy seems to run on all sides."